do I believe? That's an easy question, right? I mean, we all believe, don't we? I mean, that's why we're here in this church, because we believe. That's why we're called believers, right? It's an easy question. But do I? Do you? Maybe the question's not that easy. Why would we bother coming to church week after week if we didn't believe? The potlucks? Maybe. I'm sure you know some people who just wear their faith on their sleeve. They're natural. I mean, it's so natural. They're unshakable. Seems like they were born with it. Always knowing their connection with God and their direction in life. I'm guessing my wife would say, why not? Not that she's flippant, but it just is part of her being. It's just part of her lifestyle and her way. If you asked her, she would just say, I just do. She's heard it, she believes it, and has no reason not to. But for me, I can't remember a time when I haven't struggled with my faith. Through my life, I've certainly had times where I've felt God's presence and had instances that have affirmed my faith. I have stories, many, many stories that have brought the light of God into my heart, and got chills and whatever. But coincidences that could only come from the hand of God. But yet, times of struggling. I'll never forget some advice that was given to me at one of those times. We all have questions. If you're waiting to have all the answers, don't. On some things, we simply have to have faith. So you might ask, if you believe you are touched by the hand of God, how can you struggle with your faith? I don't believe I was the only one. I'm the only one that struggles with my faith. Exodus, the Israelites are crossing the Red Sea, but the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Walls of water on each side of them, walking on dry land through the middle of a sea, and yet in 3 days, Moses, what are we going to drink? Moses, what are we going to eat? Moses, did you bring us out in this desert to die? These people make me feel good about my faith. Also, the example of Peter. He's walking on water, right? He's walking on water. How long did that last? Until he had a doubt and he sunk, right? How long can we sustain it? It's just something that we just have trouble with. So many of us are yearning to have our faith strengthened day by day. So listen to some of the words that were in our last our last 2 weeks of prayer confession. We come seeking God in mighty earthquakes. We come listening for God in resounding thunder. We come expecting God in sweeping victories, yet God speaks in silence. So there we are, yearning to feel God's presence in our lives. And then last week's, Lord, how easy it is for us to fall into the trap of complacency. We get used to doing things the way we have always done them before. Wake us up! Shake us up! Yearning to be excited about our faith. Like the Israelites, and like Peter, we just simply can't seem to sustain it in our lives. The morning after Troy called, I started thinking about what I was going to say. Why do I believe? Why do I believe? I heard an echo. Why do I believe? It was on the radio. I was listening to the radio, and as soon as I started thinking about it, why do I believe comes on the radio. Promises, promises. Why do I believe? So I stopped and listened. Promises, promises. Why do I believe? When our hopes and dreams are not fulfilled, promises, it's easy to let God take the fall. After all, knock and a door shall be opened unto you, right? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. And my favorite personal promise from God to me, the meek shall inherit the earth. But it's thoughts like these that can separate us from God and weaken our faith. Be strong in the Lord, right? Be strong in the Lord. So then, as only God would have it, I was driving past a church later that same day. Their sign outside said, "Faith is strengthened by hearing the word of God." Faith is strengthened by hearing the word of God. Amazing. That's what I was looking for, right? So I opened up my Bible to start gathering my thoughts. Opened it up. Boom. Staring me right in the face was this verse. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Unbelievable. Without maps, my Bible has 2,253 pages. You figure out the mathematical possibilities of that. So hear the word, study the word. Coming to a Sunday school classroom near you this fall. So be there. Okay, it's a shameless promotion.
Amen.
So how many of you went Christmas caroling with us this year? How many? There's some, yeah. So we went to an elderly lady's house that wasn't on our normal list and has no connection with this church. I put her on our list because I suddenly remembered approximately 2 months previously, she had mentioned to me that she got lonely now that she couldn't get out like she used to. I just had a feeling that she needed to be shown the love of God through strangers. So listen to this. Tuesday morning, I got a call from a complete stranger. He's a friend of hers and felt compelled to call me and tell me that she had had a stroke back in April. She had told him about how moved she was that strangers would come and sing to her, so he just had to call and tell me. It's nice, but it's not really a big deal, right? Except for the fact that the call was 5 months after the stroke, and on the very day that I would start to write this. The very day. So sleeve people, got it people, and struggling people, God reveals himself to each of us differently. Certainly he revealed himself differently to Thomas than to Saul, right? Different Moses to you and I, the burning bush and everything. But what I found out this week is that he does reveal himself to me daily if I take the time to listen. I may not be a Daniel or a Job, more like probably a Thomas or a Jonah maybe, but Romans 8, 38 through 39 ends this. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So are you yearning to be excited about your faith today? Hear the word, read the word, study the word. God has been talking to me this week. Are you going to be open to God, to hear God when he reveals himself to you this week? So I have one more question for you. If I was on trial for being a non-believer, have you seen evidence from my life that you would be a witness for me?